There's a time and a place for a fillet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first.
I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague, Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's Magazine, now a novelist in Lancaster County, the best county in the Keystone State. The day after, the day after, the day after, the markets pause for the weekend, and Jim's been moving around in Lancaster County. Jim, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much. The question is, are things normal in Lancaster County? You've been out to lunch and to brunch. Are people saving their funds, burying their coffee cans of pennies? How are they responding to the market drop after 2 days? Good day to you.
Good day, John. Life goes on as it always has here. It's as if there is no stock market in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, or no knowledge of one. It's as if Washington, D.C. is a million miles away, not just 125 miles away. I went to the Oregon Dairy today for a luncheon with my wife's relatives. It's a diner that specializes in ice cream, and the place was pretty packed. And the waiter told me that since the beginning of March, the crowds have been returning. So, in short, the economy in Lancaster has not noticed the things that have affrighted the stock market.
They don't know that the world is over and you didn't tell them. Okay, let's talk about prices. What's a milkshake cost at this gathering spot?
$6, which that's a bargain because most places are charging over $10 now. An ice cream cone is about $5.
Is this one with a generous scoop?
It is. And when you get a milkshake, for example, it comes with whipped cream and a cherry. So, they throw in those extras. So it's a wonderful old-fashioned family-owned dairy with cows on the premises. On days when the wind is blowing in the wrong direction, you don't want to sit outside because of the cattle. But, it has a real country feel, like you're journeying back in time.
Was it grayheads or everybody?
It was pretty much everybody. A lot of grayheads, but a lot of families with young children. We're having a baby boom here in Lancaster County, which is wonderful. So these beautiful children were occupying all the booths along the windows.
And were the grayheads sitting down poring over their iPads or their iPhones for stock closings?
No. The grayheads were exchanging Easter candy already. So my wife's cousin's church has this program where they bake chocolate peanut butter eggs, and we all order from her cousin Becky, and Becky delivered all the eggs today. So that was a big topic of conversation at the table. And her aunt Levon came. She had jarred some pickles, and so we all got a jar of pickles. And there was no discussion at all about how much money we lost in the stock market. There was no discussion at all about politics.
I'm shocked, Jim. Don't they know the world's over? Good heavens. Somebody should send them a listen to the headlines. This is London. Corporate America fears wrath of Trump as it mulls tariffs response, or tariff deals with foreign governments not a priority for Trump, say U.S. officials, or Trump's aggressive push to roll back globalization. And that's just London. When I come to Bloomberg, you can't miss it here. Wall Street gets rude shock as Bessent, turns out, plays second fiddle on tariffs. Bessent is the banker they counted on for a sense of proportion. And if that's not enough, we come to the Wall Street Journal. GOP lawmakers hope to wait out the tariff turmoil. or Trump's tariffs get a legal challenge, or Musk says, I hope U.S. and Europe will move to a zero tariff situation. These are alarming headlines. Now, Jim, you went through the crash of dot-com March of 2000. You went through the crash of the real estate crisis in 2008-2009 when the banks were over-leveraged and Hank Paulson had to demand that they attend his office at the Treasury and stuffed billion-dollar checks in their pockets and it forced the banks to take government money. You certainly watched the sell-off in March and April of 2020 when COVID hit and we were locked in our homes. How does this compare to those three episodes? I'll just limit it to the here in the 21st century.
Well, this episode is more fear caused by confusion about what the tariffs may or may not do. So it's similar to the old adage about someone crying fire in the theater when there's no sign of smoke. People are panicking about the unknown, number one. Number two, in the past, the Fed jumped in immediately to lower rates and to do quantitative easing, which was to be the buyer of last resort for bonds, you know, to keep interest rates low and to push the economy. That's not happened yet this time. And the reason is inflation is still a problem right now. In the past, when the Fed cut, inflation wasn't a problem. So Jay Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, has a dilemma here. The tariff talk might have a negative impact on the economy in the months ahead. But should he cut now and risk inflation, which, as we know, toppled President Biden and made the public miserable. So it's a, you know, that's the difference. It's more of a challenge for the Federal Reserve than it was in the past.
You've noted that the White House and the president in particular have already identified Jerome Powell as someone who must obey them. What does the White House want?
Well, I think the White House wants a scapegoat in case the tariffs really do turn out to be a disaster. And I'm not judging that they will, but you know, it could happen. So Jerome Powell, who, by the way, was appointed by President Trump during his first term, is an easy target. Trump has announced publicly that he thinks the Fed should be cutting rates. Powell has announced publicly that it's probably not the time for the Fed to cut rates. They have to wait and see how the inflation numbers come in later in April. So it puts Powell at loggerheads with the president who wants it done yesterday. So it gives Trump a opportunity to blame a tariff failure on Powell, saying, gee, if only he had cut rates as deeply as I wanted him to, all this would have worked. So again, Trump likes to always have an excuse when something doesn't work out because he hates to take the blame for anything.
So Chairman Powell will be the fall guy, the scapegoat, as you say, if it comes to that. Now, right now, it's early days, and the White House is saying, I'm open to fabulous deals. In other words, he wants the phones to ring. Are the reciprocal tariffs, which are now slated to go into effect after April 9th, are the reciprocal tariffs enough to get those phones ringing? Is the EU going to call in, Jim?
It should. I mean, will they swallow their pride and realize that they can't thrive without the American market? So, you know, I think that the pride of the Europeans might have more staying power than the prides of nations at other places in the world. I mean, there have been reports that the Vietnamese, you know, called the Oval Office right away and tried to work out a deal. I think other countries will try to work out deals. It's kind of like the prisoner's dilemma. You know, should I rat out my partner in the burglary so I get a lighter sentence? Or should I keep my mouth shut in hopes that he keeps his mouth shut and they can't convict us because they don't have enough evidence? So I think the prisoner's dilemma will work big time in Europe and cracks will develop. But again, I don't know how long that will take because of the pride problem.
Now, checking on the market in particular, is there any evidence that high-frequency trading is going on? Any indication of a lack of liquidity?
Yeah, there's evidence that high-frequency trading is going on, but I think it's actually providing liquidity at this point because the markets have been very stable. We haven't read any reports about these so-called circuit breakers. These are like if a stock falls by a 5 or 6% rapidly, trading halts momentarily until a balance of buy and sell orders can be reestablished. We haven't read that at all. So the machines are buying and selling, but they're really keeping the market from an all-out crash like we saw in 2010.
The market dropped more than 10% in 2 days. That means that there's fear in the market. Does the VIX reflect it? What is the VIX and does it reflect it?
Yeah, the VIX is a fear gauge of the market, and it reflects it's almost doubled in price. It's reflecting sheer panic in the market. It's like, you know, investors are running like the axe murderers on their tail. So, you know, this is a perfect opportunity for people to begin eyeing the stocks they loved 2 days ago and consider buying them instead of, you know, deciding never to buy stocks again. That would be a big mistake. The trick is you don't want to buy too soon. So I always recommend that you wait till the market recovers a bit and don't try to get the lowest price. Just try to get a good price.
And Jim, it's tax time. Is that a factor for anybody that they have to write a check to the Treasury?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are money managers who have actually sold deliberately to generate tax losses. So that'll cause some distortion of the markets. But in this case, you can say that it's primarily fear of the unknown, which, again, it means that there's a marvelous buying opportunity around the corner.
Back to Lancaster County, Mother Earth. It's tourist season, I believe. Are they showing up? Do you see them anywhere?
Well, they are. The waiter at the Oregon Dairy told me that its business has picked up dramatically since the beginning of March, which is generally the beginning of tourist season here. You know, I've mentioned before, they have a huge theater up here called Sight and Sound, which offers religious-themed dramas. Like right now, they have Noah and his Ark with live animals on stage. This brings busloads of people into the county. So they're showing up. The Oregon Dairy locals are showing up, too, because the weather has improved. The blossoms are out all over the county. It's gorgeous. And so at least at the Oregon Dairy, business is the best it's been in many, many months.
So the only sight of the end of the world is the reenactment of Noah and the Ark. That's it. All Lancaster County manufacturers to match the fear on Wall Street. Is that it?
That's it. And as we know, those animals multiplied later. So, you know, that's what's going to happen with the stocks. The hundreds of thousands of dollars that you've lost in the past 2 days, they'll reaccumulate.
Yes, what goes up does go down now and again. Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's, now in Lancaster County with Noah's Ark, welcoming the tourists and eating milkshakes happily with the cherry on top. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.